Welcome to MindTap, a scientific perspective on mental health. Each week, we will investigate a unique aspect of mental health, providing insights from individuals and the local community. Perhaps one of the most taboo of all mental health topics is suicide, the act of taking one's own life. So far in the MindTap series, we've discussed some of the risk factors for suicide, including depression, anxiety disorders, and substance abuse. As a society, we don't like talking about suicide, but a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reported that throughout the world, approximately 800,000 people die every day by suicide, accounting for 1.5% of all deaths. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in North America and the foremost cause of death worldwide among persons 15 to 24 years of age. We have to address this issue.
For instance, the things that I see a lot of and people that I've talked to, they are afraid to ask the question, are you thinking of suicide? You know, if you know somebody that's struggling, even if you don't think that they're suicidal, people are afraid to ask that question.
Fortunately for us, there are some remarkable individuals out there kick-starting the conversation around suicide. I was lucky enough to ride my bicycle alongside one of them.
Yeah, so I'm bicycling the lower 48 states for suicide awareness. I've been on the road for 2.5 years. I've done 16,500 miles, and this is state number 42.
You are hearing from Daniel Hurd. His inspiring story is one of bravery, selflessness, and commitment. I began by asking Dan what started his epic bicycle journey across the US.
So I attempted suicide 3 times and was planning a 4th when a friend got me on a bicycle after many years of trying. And he got me on there, and it changed my life.
Dan's journey is fascinating because it combines a mental stimulus with a physical challenge and a noble cause. I asked Dan how the goals of his journey have shifted over the past 2 years.
When I started, it was more just, you know, telling everybody, oh, I'm riding for suicide awareness. What happened was I got more comfortable telling my story, which is what I want other people to do, is get comfortable telling their stories. So the more I got comfortable, the more I truly believe that more people were inspired by it and just getting wanting to be part of it and part of that journey of this. Just the ability of being able to get other people involved, talking about it or listening, you know, just getting people to understand that there's different opportunities out there besides taking your life, and that there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help.
Arguably, one of the biggest hurdles to addressing mental health challenges is that many people are afraid of talking about the issues. So I asked Dan what advice he would give to regular people who might be concerned about family or friends.
So the people that are, know people that are struggling, it's really important to be involved and willing to listen. A lot of us nowadays, we're so busy or we're afraid to listen to other people's problems because we don't know how to fix them. The thing is just be willing to listen. You can't fix people's problems all the time, but we can be in here to listen to and do it judgment-free. And that's what people, I think, need.
When I first met Dan, what was striking was that he was towing a black camper, heavily decaled with suicide awareness messages. He told me that towing the camper, which he's been sleeping in, right across the US, has helped him balance his mental and physical well-being, not to mention shed some extra 130 pounds.
So many people just focus on their physical or the mental, and you gotta have a balance. You gotta have a healthy balance.
However, the unusual appearance of Dan's camper has had some unexpected consequences.
So many people were like, oh, that looks like a coffin. I'm like, yeah, I don't want it to be that. But now I look at it as, if someone says that, I'm like, yeah, it's a coffin. And it's for all the people that we've lost to suicide. So I carry them around with me. And that's why I keep going nowadays, is because of all the people that I've had interactions with. For instance, I've done 79 suicide interventions on this journey. And those interventions is what keeps me going, because I never know who I'm gonna meet today that could be struggling, that could just use somebody to talk to or see some, you know, crazy camper and be like, yo man, what are you doing? And just start that conversation.
Dan is more than a full-time advocate for suicide awareness. He lives it. Right after I rode with Dan, he was off to ride with fellow military veterans to discuss how to cope with PTSD. When I asked him how he stayed so motivated for years, he told me that it was one pedal at a time. That phrase became the name of his non-profit organization.
Started this organization called the One Pedal at a Time Movement. It's to promote cycling while raising suicide awareness. My goal with that organization is to train and educate people that may not have any issues with suicide or anything like that, but they want to be part of their community and help their community out.
The One Pedal at a Time movement is available online at opaatmovement.com. On the website, you can find out more about Dan, track his progress across the country, find key resources for those struggling with mental health, and find out how to donate and get involved. I continued by asking Dan if he thinks there's a stigma around mental health.
So I definitely think there is a stigma around it still. It is getting better, a little bit every day, but a lot of it has to do with the lack of education. We know that suicide's a real thing. We know that suicide can happen to anybody.
My bicycle ride alongside Dan was inspiring. His story shows that although suicide can happen to anybody, it is never the answer for those suffering with their mental health, and that suicide survivors can go on to achieve fantastic things. But Dan also explained that his goals go beyond just targeting those in crisis.
For me, it's a matter of just keep going to get people that, you know, may know somebody that's struggling, because I've met people that have never thought about suicide or don't understand why people commit suicide, and then I have a conversation with them. And so that's my goal, is to get people that are not struggling to be involved in this process, and also the people that are struggling to actually be part of the process as well, and that's to get them to living a healthy life.
Finally, I asked Dan what's next for him.
So I don't know the actual stopping spot, but from here I'll be heading to Utah, towards Salt Lake, and then down to Moab.
I'd like to say thanks very much to Daniel Hurd for both the inspiring work he's doing and for letting me share the road with him. Once again, I'd encourage everyone to visit the One Pedal at a Time Movement website at opaatmovement.com. Join me for MindTap next Friday morning at 7:35 a.m., where I investigate what it's like to be a student during the COVID-19 pandemic.